Welcome to Furniture Industry News for September 20th, 2024. Today we'll cover interest rates and housing, furniture purchase trends, holiday retail forecasts, return policies, and updates on several furniture retailers. The Federal Reserve's first interest rate cut in 4 years has brought a glimmer of hope to both potential homebuyers and the furniture industry. This decrease could make borrowing more affordable, potentially spurring home purchases and, in turn, furniture sales. However, we're not out of the woods yet when it comes to housing affordability. Despite this positive step, housing costs remain a significant hurdle, especially for younger consumers looking to enter the market. The average price of homes, both new and existing, has seen substantial increases over the past few years, outpacing income growth for many. On a brighter note, August brought some encouraging news for the housing market. We saw notable increases in both housing starts. This uptick in housing activity could translate into more opportunities for the home furnishings industry. As new homes are built and existing ones change hands, there's often a corresponding need for new furniture and home decor. While challenges persist, these recent developments suggest a potentially positive shift for both the housing and furniture markets in the coming months. Recent research sheds light on furniture purchase trends for the second half of the year. The study reveals that younger consumers, specifically Gen Z and millennials, are poised to dominate the furniture market. These age groups combined could account for nearly 70% of all furniture purchases in the coming months. When it comes to specific items, sofas and sectionals continue to reign supreme. They remain the top planned purchase across most age groups, highlighting their enduring popularity in home furnishings. This trend suggests that living room furniture remains a priority for consumers of various ages. These findings underscore the importance for preferences and needs of younger buyers while still maintaining appeal to a broader customer base. As we move into the latter part of the year, it's clear that understanding these demographic trends will be crucial for success in the furniture industry. As we look ahead to the holiday shopping season, Bain & Company has released their annual U.S. retail holiday forecast. They're predicting a slower growth rate of 3% in retail sales this year, which is below the 10-year average of 5.2%. This translates to expected sales of nearly $941 billion during November and December. Interestingly, non-store sales are projected to be the main driver of growth, accounting for about 90% of the increase. These sales are expected to grow by 9.5% compared to last year. Meanwhile, in-store sales are forecasted to remain relatively flat with only a 0.5% growth rate. To outperform in this challenging environment, Bain suggests retailers focus on emphasizing value across all price points. They also recommend enhancing the shopping experience by offering intuitive search tools, personalized marketing, and relevant gift lists. Retailers should also consider showcasing exclusive products and partnerships, as well as improving their omnichannel capabilities to meet digital demand. A recent survey by Blue Yonder has shed light on the impact of return policies on consumer behavior. The findings reveal that stricter return policies are increasingly deterring purchases, with a particularly strong effect on younger shoppers. In fact, 69% of consumers aware of tighter policies say they're less likely to make purchases as a result. The survey also found that a staggering 91% of respondents consider lenient return policies as a factor in their buying decisions. This presents a significant challenge for retailers who are trying to reduce costs associated with returns while maintaining customer satisfaction. For Gen Z and millennial shoppers, the impact is even more pronounced. 3 out of 4 young consumers report that stricter return policies hold them back from making purchases. This highlights the delicate balance retailers must strike between protecting their bottom line and offering a customer-friendly shopping experience. As retailers navigate this complex issue, they'll need to find innovative ways to manage returns efficiently without alienating their customer base, especially the younger demographic that represents a crucial market segment. In retailer news, the RoomPlace bankruptcy case is taking a new turn, potentially leading to more store closings. The company is seeking court approval to self-manage store closings at its remaining locations, indicating an expansion beyond previously announced closures. Templeton Furniture in Massachusetts is closing its doors after 53 years in business. The owner cited the current economic situation and the collapse of the local furniture manufacturing industry as factors in his decision to retire. On a more positive note, Bay Street Manufacturing, owner of HealthGuard, has acquired CKI Solutions to boost its U.S. expansion. This move is expected to help Health Guard's push into the U.S. retail market. MillerKnoll reported mixed results in their first quarter, with a 6.1% sales dip but a 2.4% increase in orders. The company expects improvements across all its businesses in the coming months. Lastly, Steelcase saw flat revenue in their second quarter, with declining orders from large corporate customers. However, they experienced growth in government, education, and healthcare sectors, highlighting the benefits of their strategy to diversify customer base and markets served. That's all for today's furniture industry news. Stay informed about the latest trends and developments in the furniture world. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more updates. Thank you for listening.